Yeah, that I was wondering if you may not know the answer to this, but all over the country, there are.
Listen to what the flower people say.
Hi there, folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Rond. Just having slurped down some cherry juice. How do they make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre. And legally, we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Never mind. Good Sunday morning, Bright Siders. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere for all of you new listeners, and perhaps you're just driving through and turn to our dial. Well, you keep that dial right here, right where you are. This is a glorious Sunday, an autumn Sunday, first Sunday in the month of October, the 10th month of this year. Can you believe we're already here? And where we've come from, what we've been through, oh my goodness, I tell you. Well, we are keeping it moving and grooving with blessed good music, food for the mind, the body, and the soul, right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill, with me and my friend, our audio technical expert, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. Mr. Martin, how are you today?
I am doing well this morning.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we hope that we can add to that with the musical playlist that we have for today. And of course, somewhere along the line, we're not going to tell you exactly when, we're going to come back with a spiritual social commentary to give you a bright side start to this new week. All right? Well, before we go there, I just want to give snaps and claps to an artist that put floating sculptures on the Oakdale Lake over in Columbia County, in here, Columbia County. Sculptures, artistic sculptures floating, a flotilla on the Oakdale Lake. Shout out to Mr. Daniel Rothbard. Yes. So, beloved, there's been a lot going on, and of course, we want to extend our prayers to those who have been impacted by the COVID situation, the COVID crisis. We want to remember all those who have lost their loved ones at this particular time. I have relatives that have lost someone in their homes and friends who had contracted it. And we thank God that there are no lasting side effects at this point for those that have recovered that I know, but I know there many are who do now have what is considered a pre-existing condition. We want to remember them in our prayers. I invite our Bright Side friends to do that. And we also want to remember our president and his staff, his wife, some of the senators and people who have been traveling with him and them, and have been attending I forget what they call those rallies, but in terms of the ability to transmit this disease, we're praying for God to look upon each and every one of them and do what God do best. Amen. Do what only God can do and what God does best. And all the rest. I thank God for today. We listened to Jacqueline Carr. Her song was Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord who provides. And we are going to continue to allow the Lord to provide us with good music that ministers to the heart, the mind, and the soul. There's a selection of songs for your enjoyment and edification. Let Us Worship Him by Yolanda Adams. We Worship You Today, Darwin Hobbs. No Ordinary Worship, Kelante Gavin. And There's Nobody Like You, Lord, Miss Miranda Curtis. Sit back and relax as you hear this, but don't get too relaxed. Don't get too relaxed, because we are in our Autumn Fund Pledge Drive. Yes, we are. And we are looking for you to remember us. Become one of our sustaining supporters. You can contribute to that cause online at WGXC.org and hit donate. You can also write to us or call in. We'll be back with that information after you hear some good music for your mind, your heart, your soul. Here we are. And the next up, and after that, as I said, first coming, Miss Yolanda Adams. Let us worship him.
As trumpets heralding you, you worship you today. We worship you today. We worship you today. Father, how we love you today. And we worship you just because of who you are. Oh, I wish I had somebody to help me sing in humble adoration.
In humble adoration, we bow before your throne.
Ooh.
As we come before your presence,
Father, we honor you.
Trumpets hurling you.
You are
the
as we come before your breast.
Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Oh my gosh, I don't have time to talk about him, tell all that I know about him. But I just want you to know I'm so glad. Look, what was that? Was that Bob Dylan said you got to serve somebody. It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. Well, I chose to serve a God like this. How about that? Well, I am back. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to There Is a Bright Side Somewhere with Pastor Kim right here, WGXC 90.7. FM Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York. If you want to keep on hearing good quality, free voices and opinions and programming, we need your support. We are in our autumn fund drive, pledge drive, and you know what? Our station owners have a goal to eliminate fund drives, and we can do that if we have enough monthly sustaining supporters. Our monthly goal is $5,000, and with your help in this autumn fund drive, we can make that goal. If you enjoy hearing this kind of programming and knowing that you have a hands-free, open radio station, open radio for listening ears, then consider us. I know we're in unprecedented times and so many people are strapped or struggling, but if you are able to make any contribution at all, you will help us raise that needle on the thermometer towards making our goal. We need your financial support, and we hope that you will consider us. We want you to reach out. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know that you're there. You can reach us at WGXC.org, and you can also click donate while you're there, become a monthly sustaining supporter, or make a one-time donation. You can also write to us at address 5562 Route 23, P.O. Box 13 in Acre, New York, 12405. That is, I'll give you just the post office box this time. It's P.O. B. 13, Acre, New York, 12405. If you'd like to send us a little donation, a little information about your experience with WGXC and what it means to you, we'd like to hear that too. You can also call in a donation at 518-697-7400, 518-697-7400. Someone will be there to receive your call. Become a sustaining supporter if you can. $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, $40 a month. Or if you're in a better position than many of us, you can write that big check, do that. It'll help us do what we do and bring a bright side morning to you. We are so glad to be back on the radio this morning and to share with you. We have a song coming up, and this next song is Incredible God Deserves Incredible Praise. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is J.J. Hairston with Youthful Praise.
Some great and some small, you being God delivered me from them all. Still can't believe all the ways you have.
Deliver me from
Lord, we bless you in this place, right here, right now. You are incredible, God. I tell you, beloved, if it was not for God, I wouldn't have a sound mind. I think somebody out there can testify and echo that emotion. And so here we go. Here we go. First of all, I want to extend condolences and invite you to lift up prayers as well to John Legend and his wife, Christy Teigen. They have entertained for many, many years. I've shared before, John Legend, before he became John Legend, used to be the musician at a church where one of my best friends was pastoring in Scranton, Pennsylvania, I believe it was at the time. And so, you know, not for that reason alone, but certainly because of the joy that they bring to so many. And they have had a miscarriage last week. And so we lift them up in our prayers and in our thoughts. And for all who have had that part of their journey. And just to say, you know, quickly and briefly, that miscarrying is more common than people would think. It's something that people don't talk about. And some families, some women, they suffer in silence because they feel that somehow they have let the child down or let their family down or let themselves down. But pregnancy is a condition that is, you know, not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee. And so we need to take good care of our women who are carrying children, and also to realize that, you know, these things happen and it's not an indictment upon them. So again, be encouraged, be uplifted, and know that this too can be used for God's glory. Also want to share that election registration, if you're not a registered voter yet, you want to get that done. You want to participate in this very important election, this election that will help determine not only the presidential office, but in some of our state offices, our assembly offices, Congress people, council people, mayors in some places. So you want to get registered. And you need to do that by October 9th. Your application needs to be postmarked by then. Also, the census, we got a ruling from the courts this past week, a victory. The registration or response to the census application is now until October 31st. So if you haven't completed your census, we encourage you to do that also. We have been given information about that. You can go to mycensus.gov, I believe that is. But get that census done, all right? And so I want to talk to you a few minutes from my social spiritual commentary when I take a look at some of the things going on. I may sound a little tired today, beloved. I have been working feverishly. I had an aunt that passed away in April. And her, because of COVID, the courts were closed. And finally, when the courts opened, we had to go through that whole process in order to go through surrogate court and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, I've spent about 10 days packing up and purging and distributing to family members who wanted different items and things like that. Finally got that job finished on Saturday, praise God. But after about 10 straight days from all day long into the night, it has become a toll on me right now that I'm feeling a little bit weary. But I am here and I am encouraged and I am feeling stronger even as we go on. But again, all of those who are going through this part of their journey, my heart are with you and my prayers too. You will get through this. You will get through this. So we had debates this past week, and I'm just too tired to delve into that in the depth that it deserves. So I'm going to hopefully talk about that. We have another set of debates coming up this week. So maybe I'll put all those two together, or we'll talk about that on a Tuesday afternoon show. where I'll be co-hosting with Mr. Randall Martin and Mr. Alan Skerritt's on vacation, but we'll be filling in and doing what we do there. So maybe we'll be talking about that then. So y'all tune in for that too on Tuesday at 4 p.m. So I want to talk today, my spiritual social commentary reflection is about criminal justice. And I want to give snaps and claps to Mr. Jay-Z, Sean Carter, Mr. Meek Mill, Michael Rubin, and Robert Kraft for their Reform Alliance, a criminal justice organization that has a victory in getting their first legislation passed that will bring probation reform to California. And hopefully other states will follow suit. In this probation reform, it will limit probation for misdemeanors to 1 year and for felonies to 2 years. And this was inspired, I guess, in part by Mr. Meek Mill's experience with the probation system, in that he spent most of his adult life, although he became a very successful entertainer, able to support himself and his family and do things for other people to give them livelihoods. But he would often get caught up in that snare, that trap called the probation system for technical probation violations. And not too long ago, I was in the courts with some on advocating for someone and saw a young man who had one experience with the law and had been for about a year going in and out of the courts, at the mercy of the courts, depending, and was given a prison sentence. He was given a prison sentence and then a 5-year probation. And that just seemed ludicrous to me, because that is just a setup for failure. You tell somebody they can't have any alcohol for 5 years, that they can't go to certain places for 5 years. And this was this person's first offense. It was a nonviolent offense. It was a non-drug-related offense. Actually, there was a bag of marijuana or something found in his car or in his apartment or somewhere like that. And wasn't even for distribution, as they said. But a 5-year probation on top of going to prison. And the judge's rationale was that this would help him to be a better person. So, you know, those kind of things and setting people up for failure. I don't know anybody that could toe that kind of a line for 5 straight years to not do something. So Mr. Meek Mills has experienced his technical violations, not criminal activities, just technical violations that kept putting him back in the system. Certainly a system that for many of us with the slave history, American slave history, would see as master trying to keep the Negro on the plantation, keep them in bondage. So I applaud, I snap and clap for the Reform Alliance and this new legislation. And I do hope that others will take suit. You know, in the scriptures, in Isaiah 1 and 17, the scriptures say, learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. And I just feel that that kind of a legislation is God saying, I have heard the mothers who have cried out for their children who have been caught in this snare of the American criminal justice system, and they're finally getting some relief. I'm thanking God for the fatherless, those who have had to grow up without the love and the guidance of a father in the home because of our criminal justice system and its biased treatment of Black and poor people, and that their fatherless are now being able to breathe again if they have been caught in that snare with reasonable probation sentences in the state of California. I thank God for that. And, you know, in Zechariah chapter 7 and verse 9, it says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, render true judgment, show kindness and mercy for one another. Sometimes our courts forget to do that. But I see God moving and God speaking. And in Isaiah 30 and 18, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. Hallelujah, who wait. Listen, beloved, I've been waiting on God for a few things, but I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. You know why? Because God has shown me that God has got me. And so, you know, God's got you. You topside up. You got a reasonable portion of health and strength. You look in the mirror. You know who's looking back at you. That's evidence that God's got you. It could have taken you out, but you're still here. That's evidence that God's got you. You're in something so inconceivable, so unimaginable. Never thought this would be you in this part of your life. And yet you have a peace that passes understanding. You're not kicking the cat and beating the dog. Amen. That's evidence that God has got you. God will bless those who wait on him. Amen. Say, well, Lord, how come I have to wait so long? I can't answer that, but I can tell you who can. You just keep looking to the hills and look for what's coming to your help. I believe your help will come from the Lord. I know the clouds hang low and it gets dark and gray on some days. And it seems like there's no light to be seen. But I tell you, beloved, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side. There is a bright side there. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's my commentary for today. I hope it gets you going on your way. And we're going to go right ahead with this song from Miss Keandra Lockett. Trouble won't last always. last always. It won't last always, okay? Listen, it's October. So I know there's some October babies listening out there. And I want to say happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. We're getting ready to get out of here. I'm going to have me a very leisurely Sunday. And I hope you can do the same. But whatever you do, you got a beautiful day to do it in. I know that's true. We have been blessed to be here with you. And we'd like to continue to do that. So we need your help and support. We are in our autumn pledge drive. We have a goal of $5,000 a month in pledge sustaining support. If you can make a pledge, any amount that you can contribute, no amount is too big or too small. You can go to wgxc.org/donate online to make your donation, or you can write to us at Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405, or you can call us at 518-697-7400. We'd love to hear from you. And listen, if you are a Bright Sider, make a note in your pledge, in your gift, and let them know that you like what you hear. Right here with Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, getting ready to sign out. Say, till the next time we see you, remember never to forget, God does love you, and I do too. God bless you. And we getting ready to get up out of here, and I'm not sure what we have coming up. Is it Grace? Is it Uchow? One of the two is going to, Uchow is going to be here. Uchow is coming up right now. Things are going to get brighter. Things are going to get easier. Things are going to get better. You just hang on in there. Don't quit in the dip.
It's your nephew. What Uncle Johnny. Now, I know things in the world looking crazy right now. And you don't know what's going to happen next. But there's a word of encouragement for you, boo. Things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Yeah. Someday, yes, we'll put it together and we'll get it all.